Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening to each and every one of you. You are now listening to the Monday Night Avon Motivational Radio Show. And each week we invite various guests to come on to our show to help you as an Avon representative take your Avon business to the next level. Whether you are a brand new Avon representative or if you've been selling Avon for 60 years, this show is dedicated to you. If you're not familiar with the show, we invite various guests from various backgrounds. Some of them are Avon representatives like yourself, Avon managers, people from corporate. We also have business and life coaches come onto the show, nutritionists, and even have a physical therapist. If you have not done so already, I'm going to ask you to take the opportunity to like us on Facebook. It's the Avon Motivational Radio Show. And just also to share this information with members of your team, whether it's your upline, downline, crossline, or both. And if you have missed portion of the show or you would like to revisit the show, you certainly can do that by going to the link and then choosing the show in which you would like to listen to. So if you have been following the show, you know that the first Monday of the month we have John Wallace, who always have wonderful golden nuggets to share with our group. So, John, are you there?
Good evening, Pat.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. And how do you like your new home?
Good here. Awesome.
Excellent.
Can't say enough about it. It's awesome. Thanks.
Wonderful, wonderful. So, John, what are we going to talk about today?
I thought we would, since this is October and we are 90 days out from 2017, I thought it would be a good time maybe to talk about new beginnings, fresh starts. You know, I think it's something that people don't look at often enough in their careers, to take a new look, a fresh start at what they're doing, and maybe every quarter, you know, you take a 2 or 3 or 4 hour retreat from your business and just get away from it and just take a fresh look at it, fresh start. I would just it'd be super, super critical to go down to Office Depot and get a big, they have post-it notes that are sticky and just on the back, like a big post-it note. They're like 2 or 3 feet. I use them for public speaking. And you take and you rip that thing off and get yours. I would just go get a hotel room and for 60 or 70 bucks, if you know, whatever it is in your area, and stick these things on the wall. And one of them, I would have things that are great, best practices that you're doing. And then I would have things that you need to work on. So you've got these two big post-it notes on the wall. One is positive and one is things you need to work on, and just brainstorm. And you can do it by yourself, or maybe you just do it with your team and step away from your business every 90 days. And I think that could have a terrific impact on how you do business, on what you're doing. Take a real serious look at it and say, because that's what Mike and I did with my business. I mean, I've been doing this 19 years, and we were having dinner 7 weeks ago, and he says, well, what if you were to like to go up to Boise, Idaho, you know, and move and have a fresh start? So 7 weeks later, here I am, and it's really pretty cool. I'm involved with two chambers of commerce, an Idaho Business League, which is strictly B2B, involved with BNI up here. So that's four areas. I kind of like from watching a lot of things on YouTube about airplane crash investigation, they call that the four corners of an airplane. You've got the nose, the tail, and both ends of the wing. So when you get to a crash site, you want to find out where those four are. And that's how you can go ahead and investigate the crash to see what happened. So that's how I do the same thing with BNI, Idaho Business League, Meridian Chamber, and Greater Boise Chamber. And I've got four more that God sent to me that I wasn't thinking of. Two more that I was had in addition to those four is, which was kind of dumb, is the fifth one is church, okay? Which I found a church 3 minutes from the house yesterday. I was going to go on a coffee date with somebody, and she got sick the night before. So I'm thinking, well, I wanted to go to church anyway. So I found a church that meets 3 minutes away from the house, volunteered to become an usher there. It meets the same time as my other church in San Jose did. So I didn't miss a beat going to church week in, week out.
Wow.
So, yeah. And so they have a men's group that meets the first Saturday of every month. So again, the hand of God playing a hand in networking. So that's the fifth portion of that. And then the sixth one for, I got involved with the stair climb here. I'm on the planning committee for the stair climb, which is in March. And I didn't even know they had one until, of course, I looked it up online to see if there's a stair climb here. So I was the first one on the website, and I already got my minimum fundraising for the event. And so what I did was last Saturday night was I contacted the 13 Rotary clubs in the area, sent them all emails to the president and said, I'm going to be in the area. I'm interested in speaking. And the next day on a Sunday, I had two hits from those 13 emails the night before.
Wow.
My first speaking gig is a week from tomorrow at a Rotary Club. Uh-huh. That never would have happened if I hadn't put it out there. And it's strictly from a service over self standpoint. I'm doing that to talk about the American Lung Association, but you never know what's going to happen from that. Hopefully I'll get an invitation for another speaking gig. So there are six different things that came out of me moving and having a fresh start. And we looked at the business in a whole new way, changed my job title from what I was doing before. And what that did was took a whole bunch of stress off of me, Pat. And I think if the ladies look at what they're doing in a whole new light, in a whole new way, you never know what's going to come out of that.
That's exactly right.
It's all about brainstorming. You have to brainstorm, and you have to think outside the envelope.
Absolutely. And sometimes, John, sometimes it's okay to make a change. Maybe it's time to make a change in the way you are doing your business. You know, I certainly have changed my direction. I started out doing only vending, and now I'm doing less vending and, you know, more email marketing and social media, and, you know, just meeting more people and putting out more dropping my brochures on people's gates and things of that nature. So, you know, sometimes you have to reevaluate the way you're doing business, because maybe you get tired. It could be just as simple as that. You may be tired doing the way you were doing in the past.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, so
that's, and maybe you're maybe you're not doing business. If you have to change the way you're doing business, because maybe you're not doing any or not doing enough. So great point. And something else is, you made a really good point a second ago. Remember you said about course correction? Okay, when they fly to the moon, I mean, the moon's like 293 million miles or something, right?
Uh-huh.
So right now, as we speak, I've got one of those big post-it note things I pulled out of my closet.
Uh-huh.
So I'm taking this thing, I'm ripping it off, and I'm putting it on this wall up behind the kitchen. So there it is.
Okay.
I'm just walking my talk. So when they take off, when the Apollo moon missions used to take off for the moon, it was Apollo 11 that landed on the moon, July whatever, 1969. Okay. They are constantly shooting off the rockets to course correct. They do not aim for the moon when they take off. They're constantly realigning the rocket ship to hit the moon during the course of the flight. And that's what we have to do every day, all year long. You're not going to hit your goal unless you're changing what you're shooting for. It just you have to do that. And mastermind groups, if you get a bunch of people in your team and you get together and you do a mastermind, that's huge. It's you never know what's going to come from that. Just
right.
Like the business up here is just the energy up here is just unbelievable. It's crazy. I'm so blessed to be here. And then something else I wanted to talk about is, I hope some of you guys are taking really good notes on this. There is, Pat, are you familiar with the concept of mind mapping?
Not really. I've heard of it, but I'm not really.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, good. Then you'll get this. I mean, I love this. I recently got the Jipad, the giant iPad, and I love giving these things away as referral fees, giving people $75 to $150 American Express gift cards. So they can go get an Apple Watch, which vibrates when when you're doing turn by turn, it vibrates on your wrists, and you know when to turn. Mm-hmm. Amazing product that works with your iPhone. And the giant iPad, the biggest reason I got it was because of the pencil. And like when I'm taking notes in a conversation with somebody, I did that this morning in a meeting, my first meeting up here, I did that. The other thing is this mind map, there's one called Simple Minds. It's fantastic. I think it's a 2 or 4 week trial, but mind mapping is unbelievable. Most people are visual. So what I did was before I got up here, I created this mind map and I put Boise in the center of it. And what I did was, I circled that, and so I drew a line out to all the different things that I was doing. So Boise, so I would have like BNI, a little line from that going to BNI, and then I listed all the different people that I had met through BNI that I had one-to-ones with, okay? And then, so from Boise, then I've got, what was the other thing I was doing? Okay, so then I got the Meridian Chamber of Commerce. And then another one is the GBCC, the Greater Boise Chamber of Commerce. And the other one was the IBL, which is Idaho Business League. So I have all these. So rather than having a list of stuff, what this does, Pat, the reason I'm doing this is on my computer, I've got all these different networking opportunities and the people I met from the people like from BNI. So I met this one guy, Darren, who's my insurance guy, which begot Scott, kind of like in the Bible, the begots. Okay. And then this other guy, I think his name was Roland and Terry. They begot something else, another idea. And then another guy from BNI was Barry. He works at a Toyota dealership. I want to go talk to them. And this other guy, Vic sells phones, and just all these different begots that came with me doing this networking. And so I can see them visually on a mind map, whereas it would just take too much. It's too tedious if you do linear. So then I've got those guys. And so I've got my church. So we got Crossroads, so we circle that, and then we got then Rotary. So all the BNI. So there's like 13 BNIs. I'm going out to go. 15 BNIs. I'm going to go visit. They're all listed on this thing. So I've got all the different BNI chapters out from this thing, and then the Rotaries. I got Rotary, and then from every one of the Rotaries, I've got all 13 of them listed. So I know. I make a little note on this mind map when they contact me. And from this thing, so I just noticed I have an appointment at 10 o'clock on Thursday morning with somebody that came out of me making cold calls, and she was on the mind map, and that reminded me to check my calendar. She's on the calendar. So having a mind map, it's a visual way for you to have a second look at your business. So you might look at the mind map and go, well, wait a minute. So here's another leg on here, and let's say I'm an Avon rep, and I got the other leg has CC for cold calling. So I don't have cold calling on here for dropping off catalogs every Tuesday and Thursday. So I need to put that on here. the draw a leg out from cold, CC for cold calling. So then Tuesday, put in Tuesday, and then Thursday. So those are my days to cold call catalogs. Bam. So if I didn't have that on here, I might miss that. I might not calendar those events, those activities.
Mm-hmm.
See how valuable this is? I mean, I could take a picture of it, but just mind mapping. I've been using mind maps forever. Tony Buzan, B-U-Z-A-N, is a big guy online. You can find out how to use them. You can also, a great resource is going to YouTube and just type in mind maps, how to use mind maps. Some knucklehead out on YouTube is going to have something on how to do that. I know that is a fact. Because anything you want to learn, like manuals for stuff, I don't believe in buying books. Like, I've got this when I was moving, I was throwing all this stuff out. And I had this book on, you know, you and your iPhone, and it's like 2 inches thick. Well, you don't really need to do that. You can go out to YouTube, and I'll bet you a $100 American Express gift card, Pat. There is somebody on this call that does not know how to use location-based reminders on their iPhone. Mm. I showed this to a tech support person that she does IT training. I asked her about it. She didn't know how to do it. I ask people my BNI. I'll stand in the back of the room when somebody's speaking. I'll ask them if they know that. Nobody knows what location-based reminders is. You know, if you want, want me to show you, I can teach you how to do this over the phone. Send me an email or a text, and I'll show you how to do that. It's the sexiest thing about an iPhone, location-based reminders. So they can email me or they can text me. But mind maps are just darn amazing. I got all sorts of stuff on here. I got the church on this one. I got my rotary. It's a great way to have things in front of you. And you can go ahead, Pat.
M-Y-M-A-P.
M-I-N-D. Mind maps.
Okay.
M-I-N-D, like your brain. Mind maps.
Right.
And you can put icons on them. You can color code them. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Like, it's so sexy in an iPad. You can color code them. You can put different icons on there. You can be as creative as you want to be. They're terrific. And I have it on my iPhone. I have it on my iPad, because wherever I go, I want to have my mind map with me. M-I-N-D-M-E-P. Yeah. Good stuff. Yeah.
Great.
You just have to use technology is great. Having your mind map with you, because if you've got a few minutes, you can always look at something and add to it. So it's just, So if you don't have an iPad, get a piece of paper and just stick it up on the wall and create a mind map on your own with your marker. Go ahead, Pat.
I have to say, you know, for those people who are listening on the call, you know, and I run into so many people, John, who
I'm sure
that just don't know technology and they're afraid. And I'm glad you mentioned the YouTube, because anything you want to learn or do with your computer, your iPad, or your cell phone, all you have to do is type it out. If you want to know how send an email, how to create an email on your iPhone, just type it out. How to create email on my iPhone or Samsung. And then guarantee you there is someone who has created a video where you can stop and start at your own leisure and learn how to do it. There's just no excuse, and you cannot, at least I think, in my opinion, you cannot effectively operate a business in this day and age without technology.
Oh, duh, please. I mean, absolutely, yeah. Yeah, because like I moved up here, and I mean, I had Mr. Laptop. I have my Apple laptop. I brought my bigger monitor, so my laptop now has two screens on it, and I'm operational. I mean, in about 30 seconds, all I had to do was plug the stuff in, get the Wi-Fi access password, and I'm good to go. I'm dropping dimes, making calls, and I didn't miss a beat. Bam, 660 miles away, and I'm operational.
Wow.
I'm good to go. That's all it was. Wow. It took nothing.
How many weeks have you been in your new location?
Hon, I just got here Saturday. Today's Monday.
And
I got here 2 days ago.
You've done all this between Saturday and today.
Well, today
Amazing.
Is my first day out in the field. Today is my first day out in the field. Mm-hmm. I set up, okay, I joined the Meridian Chamber a week and a half ago online. I met with a guy from IBO this morning, gave him my money. I'd already prepped it with him. I set up a bunch of appointments and a whole bunch of stuff. I mean, all the emails and stuff from San Jose. Just I was prepping for the last 4 weeks this move, and I set up all these appointments, one-to-ones over the phone. I did three of them in person like 5 weeks ago when I was here. And just I've got – my calendar is just packed. I mean, just I am slammed. I've got three or four appointments tomorrow. I got a Meridian – I got a chamber luncheon tomorrow at 11:30. Got a meeting at 2:30 at a country club to sell them. Yeah. I'm meeting with the planning person at 4:30 on Wednesday from the stair climb. I've got another appointment at 10 o'clock Thursday. I got a health fair Wednesday. I'm going to do reverse trade show marketing. Got another one on Saturday for 7 hours, which is people that could become referral partners. And just from going online, checking out the websites, Pat, checking out the IBL. Somebody from BNI referred me to this IBL thing, the Idaho Business League, which probably will be like huge for me. We've got a tech fair in February. I'm doing that. I found out about that this morning. Just you don't know what you don't know that you don't know. And,
you don't know.
You know, people have been saying to me all along that they've been saying this to me all along that I'm going to come up here and kill this. And I've already done that, and I just got here today. I was in a car dealership. I literally live 2 minutes from an auto mall. I mean, praise God. Are you kidding? Just
wow.
Unbelievable. Yeah, it's just one of my biggest target markets is 2 minutes down the street. I had no idea there was an auto mall there. Walked into
wow.
the Ford dealership today because I called the Ford dealership on the phone, got put on hold. They've got radio on hold. Great candidate for me. Walked in there, dropped off my card for the general manager. Going to send him an email tonight with a nice little email mm-hmm. with a sample of my work, telling him and give him a free trial. See, my job title got changed. I'm no longer a salesperson, Pat. I'm a relationship manager. All I do is go out and give free trials to people. That's my job.
Mm. Wow.
So imagine if you had somebody that was a guru in Avon and they changed their name to Smile Manager or Lipstick Manager or Relationship Manager. And all they do is give out free lipstick or free whatever, you know, free deodorant.
Mm.
That's your job. You're the lipstick gal.
Mm. That's a great
just
idea.
It's just a new paradigm, and I don't mean 20 cents.
Right.
And the cool thing about this is, like, this show for tonight, Pat, I sketched out some ideas on a mind map. I didn't spend like 12 hours today planning this call. I put some ideas out in a mind map, and here we are almost at 9 o'clock.
Wow.
Because 2 years ago, I used to spend 2 days planning this stuff out for the call on a Monday night.
Wow.
And now, you know, from having done it, I'm just telling you guys what I'm doing in the field. I don't sit in an ivory tower. I mean, I drove for 2 days to get here moving, and it's just a matter of just sharing with you guys what I do every day. Just go out and make it happen. Find stuff out there. You know, somebody said, you know, a blind pig will come up with a route sometime just from getting out there and just doing stuff.
Yeah.
You just got to get out there and make it happen. Fail forward fast.
Make
Don't
it
have
happen.
Any fear.
Absolutely.
Make it so. Just make it happen. Yeah.
Wow. So, as I know that's probably one of the questions that people who are listening to the show are probably asking, you know, okay, I sell Avon. I'm not like a service thing like the on-call guy. Or, you know, is it beneficial for me to join a BNI or a Chamber of Commerce or a Rotary Club or a Lions Club?
Great question.
Let's talk a little. Mm-hmm.
That's a really great question. So that's the thing about Rotary is service over self. Okay. Joining Rotary, it's going to cost you some money. Rotary ain't cheap. Chambers of Commerce, doesn't matter. I mean, I don't care what you do. I would go check it out. You can go to Mixers for $10. You don't have to join right away. Go feel it out. Check out the energy. BNI might not be a great return on investment, but I would definitely go check out and, you know, go check out, visit some chambers of commerce. I mean, I came up here to the Meridian Chamber of Commerce and the darn thing is bigger than Santa Clara and it's half the price. I'm like, hello,
wow.
Excuse me? It was half the price I was paying to Santa Clara for 5 years. So I'm like, absolutely, yeah. You just never know. That's why God rewards hard work, Pat. He really does, or she really does. I mean, big time. You just don't know what's out there.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You
don't
know
what you don't know. Mm-hmm.
It just,
and you have to be committed.
It's amazing. So thank you. For what, Pat?
I said you have to be committed. You have to be
Pat.
Committed to what you do. And Yes.
Yeah, big time. Yeah, and if any of the gals want to talk to me one-to-one, they can drop a dime on me. They can text me, call me, email me. I'll talk to them. And they might have a personal question. A lot of times people have stuff that they don't want to talk to somebody about almost, you know, over the phone with a bunch of other people listening. You guys can call me. It helps me out because I'll turn you into a referral partner and I'll help you get an Apple Watch or an iPad Pro from sending me referrals.
Mm.
So it's a win-win. Just like every time I talk
situation.
To somebody in a dental office or whatever, you know, it's all about helping them to, you know, get something for referral fees. It's a win-win. You never know.
Absolutely. You never know. You know, and like I said, you don't know what you don't know, what you don't know.
And you don't,
so
you
might
as well
go out.
If you don't go, you won't know. Just open
That's
up the door.
Exactly.
I love that. I love opening up the door. I walked in. So like Friday, Pat was driving up here and I stopped at some car dealerships in Vacaville, California. And I had called these guys already. So I called this Buick store and they had music on hold. So I went in there and I got sent down to another Hyundai store down the street. So this is an 8-location potential sale that does not have on hold messaging at all, 8 of them. So because I called and I went in and I went into a second one, it could become an 8-pack. You don't know. You never know.
You never know.
You just got to do it.
You have to get out of your own head and get out your comfort zone.
You have to get out of your own freaking way, Pat. You have to get out of your own way. We've met the enemy and they are us. Get out of your own darn way.
It's so true. It is so
like a big
so
dog,
true.
Yeah. Well, I guess it's almost 9 o'clock on the right coast.
Oh, okay, yeah. So one of the things, what do you mean to see what time it is? Okay, yeah, we've got 2 more minutes. So one of the things that you had mentioned that we should reevaluate our business, and I think the other thing we should to add on to that. When you start to reevaluate your business, you should set new goals.
Yeah,
you can't do anything. You have goals.
Yeah, so like my boss says, he wants me to set 5 to 6 5 or 6 free trials a month. Well, you know me, okay? So I was driving this morning. I'm like, nah, I don't think so. The Wallinator wants to do 10 a week. I will not be a happy guy. Unless I'm doing 10 a week. That's just how I'm wired. I mean, that's going to keep me out of trouble and off the streets and stuff and out of bars because I can work up here 6 days a week. I'm going to go into dentists that are open Saturdays, doing the health fair on Saturday, dermatologist. There's so much business up here. It's unbelievable. It's just, So forget the 5 or 6. I'm doing 10 a week.
Good for you. Good for
Thanks.
You. Okay, so with that being said, it's time. And I want to thank you and, you know, wish you luck in your new home. And
Thank you, Pat.
And for those who are listening, this is our order-taking week we're coming into. So, you know, start getting those orders together. And I think after Wednesday, we'll start placing new orders. And just make it happen. You know, start thinking holidays because, like John said, I forgot how many days. We're almost out. December is almost gone. And don't make excuses. I know that, you know, a storm is coming, and I hope everyone's safe, but I don't know where people, where everybody lives. You know, but take shelter. Be smart about it. And if you can't leave the house because it's raining like cats and dogs, then email everybody or make phone calls. That's what
drop
you do during the storm
you
period.
Get her done.
Yeah.
So if anybody wants to contact me, my email is theonholdguy@gmail.com. And my digits for texting or a phone call are 408-679-4050. 408-679-4050. Theonholdguy@gmail.com.
If you missed it, you know you can always go back and listen to the show and to pick up the pick up the email address again. Okay, John, so with that being said, we're going to end the show for this evening. So we'll talk to you in November. Again, thank you. Good
Next
night,
month.
Everyone.
Have a blessed night, you guys. Thanks.
You too.
Ciao.
Bye-bye.